Welcome back, crew. In this lesson, we're going deep on how to balance an Amen-style ghost note for those smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. And just to set the scene, a ghost note in drum and bass is not simply a quiet hit. It's more like a rhythmic illusion. It's the half-hidden movement that makes a break feel alive, dusty, and just a little haunted. The kind of detail you hear in jungle edits, darker rollers, warehouse cuts, and those atmospheric DNB moments where the groove feels like it's breathing in the dark. The goal here is not to just make the note quieter. The goal is to make it feel like it was always part of the break. So let's build that. First, load your Amen-style break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If you've got a full loop, you can slice it to a new MIDI track so you get more control. Use transient slicing if you want precision, or 1/16 slicing if you want a quicker workflow. For this kind of job, slicing and rebuilding usually works best, because ghost notes need intention. If you leave them buried inside a loop, you're letting the sample decide the groove for you. We want the opposite. We want to shape it. Now, identify what the ghost note is actually doing in the break. In Amen-style patterns, ghost notes often sit just before a snare, just after a snare, or tucked between the big accents to add forward motion. They're not supposed to become a second main hit. They're there for texture, momentum, and that slightly smoky pull that keeps the break from feeling too rigid. As you listen, ask yourself a few quick questions. Is this note acting like a texture? Is it a pickup? Is it too sharp? Is it fighting the snare or the bass? For smoky warehouse vibes, you want the answer to be something like, it's audible on headphones, but on a big system it feels more implied than obvious. Dark, short, muted, and integrated. Now let's talk balance, because this is the most important part. Start with the level before you do any processing. Put your main snare where it needs to live first. Then bring the ghost note down until it supports the groove instead of pulling focus. A good starting point is to keep the ghost note somewhere around 10 to 18 dB below the main snare transient. If it's more of a hat-like ghost, you might let it sit a little higher. If it's a soft tap or a tiny snare shadow, keep it more recessed. If you're working with sliced MIDI, use velocity first. That's the cleanest way to shape the performance. Main hits can sit around velocity 100 to 127, while ghost notes often work around 20 to 60. And if you want that really subtle jungle whisper, don't be afraid to go even lower, like 10 to 30. Some of the best ghost notes are barely there. You almost feel them more than you hear them. Once the balance is in the right zone, clean it up with EQ8. This is where you stop the ghost note from stepping on the kick and sub. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is usually a smart move. A starting point around 180 Hz can work really well. Then listen for any nasty nasal bite in the upper mids. If it pokes out too much, dip around 1.5 to 3 kHz a little. And if the note sounds too shiny or modern, roll off some top end above 8 to 12 kHz. For smoky warehouse energy, you usually want less bright, less clicky, and more dusty or papery. After that, control the transient. Ghost notes can get spiky after slicing, especially if the source break had a sharp edge. Ableton's drum bus is great here. A little drive, a little softening, maybe some negative transient if the hit is too pointy. Keep boom off for ghost notes. You're not trying to make it bigger. You're trying to tuck it in. If the note is jumping out dynamically, a light compressor can help. Take small moves, ratio 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to smooth the note without flattening the groove. You still want the break to feel like it has breath. Now add a little grit, but keep it classy. Saturator is perfect for this. Turn soft clip on. Add maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive and compensate with output carefully. The idea is to give the ghost note a little more body and perception at lower volume, not to turn it into a featured hit. If you push it too hard, it stops being a ghost and starts acting like a lead drum. Stereo placement matters too. For this style, ghost notes usually feel best when they stay mostly mono and centered. Use utility if you need to tighten them up. Width somewhere around 0 to 50% is a solid starting zone. If the break feels too flat overall, widen the top layer or ambience, but keep the core ghost note focused. Wide ghost notes can smear the break and fight the bass line. And speaking of bass, this is where advanced mixing comes in. A ghost note can sound perfect on its own and still disappear the moment the bass line arrives. That's because of masking, so always check it in context. Put the break against the sub bass, any res mids, and any stabs or atmospheres in the same rhythm zone. If the ghost note vanishes when the bass enters, Don't just reach for more volume right away. First, check whether the bass is masking it. Sometimes you need a little less bass at that moment, or a tiny automation lift on the ghost note, maybe half a dB to 1.5 dB in key phrases. Tiny moves, big results. If you want extra smoke without making the main note louder, parallel processing is your friend. Duplicate the break or build a rack on the parallel chain, high pass aggressively, add some saturator, maybe a touch of redux if you want worn sampler grit, and blend it in quietly. This is a great way to make the ghost note feel like it's coming from inside the room instead of sitting on top of the loop. Now, here's where the arrangement starts to matter. A ghost note does not need to be equally audible all the time. Automate it. In the intro, let it breathe a little more so it helps establish the break's character. In the main drop, tuck it back so the snare and bass dominate. In a breakdown, you can widen or brighten it slightly for tension. Then in the second drop, darken it again and pull it lower for that deeper warehouse feel. That kind of automation makes the track feel alive. It stops the loop from feeling static. And in drum and bass, subtle movement is everything. Here's a really useful reality check. Turn your monitors down. If the ghost note still helps the groove at low volume, you're in a good place. If it only works when the speakers are loud, it's probably not balanced properly. A strong ghost note should survive quiet listening as a rhythmic shadow, not as a bright feature. A solid stock Ableton chain for this would look something like this. EQ 8 first, with a high pass around 180 Hz, a small dip around 2.5 kHz, and maybe a gentle top roll-off. Then drum bus to soften and glue it. Then saturator for a little harmonic bite. Then compressor for subtle control. Then utility to keep it narrow and trim the gain if needed. Clean, effective, and very workable in a DNB mix. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the ghost note too loud, or it stops being a ghost note. Don't leave too much low end in it. Don't overbrighten the break, or you lose that smoky, dusty atmosphere. Don't overcompress it, because that can drag it forward and flatten the groove. And don't forget the bass interaction, because that's where a lot of these details either shine or disappear. If you want to go even further, try layering a tiny room texture or filtered noise under the break. Keep it subtle, high pass it, darken it, and let it add atmosphere. Or use very short reverb on a send, just enough to make the note feel a little haunted, not washed out. You can also vary the timing by a few milliseconds across repeated ghost notes to keep the groove human. Slightly ahead, slightly behind, not robotic. That little bit of imperfection is part of what makes old school breaks feel so good. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 2-bar Amen style loop. Add one ghost note before a snare. Set its velocity around 35. Put EQ 8 on it with a high pass around 180 Hz and a slight dip around 2.5 kHz. Add drum bus with a little drive and a small transient reduction. Then lower the level until it barely registers, and bring it back up by just half a dB. Compare it soloed, then in the full drum loop, and then with bass. The goal is for the note to feel integrated, dark, dusty, and alive. So let's recap the main idea. Balance starts with velocity and level. Clean out the low end with EQ. Soften the transient with drum bus or compressor. Add a little grit with saturator. Keep it mostly mono and centered. Check how it interacts with the bassline. And use automation to make it evolve across the arrangement. Because the real magic here is this. A great ghost note doesn't announce itself. It pulls the break forward. And in drum and bass, that tiny half-hidden detail can be the difference between a loop that just loops and one that drives the whole room.